committed an offense, but he should be tried with due process.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa speaking Friday, shortly before Julian Assange spoke Sunday. A number of his supporters also took to the microphone outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Among the speakers, writer and activist Tariq Ali, as well as Craig Murray, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan. Murray, a whistleblower himself, was removed from office in 2004 after he exposed how the United States and Britain supported torture by the Uzbek regime. On Sunday, Ambassador Murray criticized the British government for threatening to raid the embassy to arrest Julian Assange.
The Vienna Convention is absolutely plain. The Vienna Convention of 1961 is the single most subscribed international treaty in existence. And it states in Article 22, Section 1, that the diplomatic premises of an embassy are inviolable. Full stop. Are inviolable. You cannot invade the embassy of another country. As Tariq rightly said, there were times when I sheltered Uzbek dissidents from their government within the confines of the British embassy in Uzbekistan. Even during the height of the tensions of the Cold War, the opposing parties never entered each other's embassies to abduct a dissident. The fact that William Hague now openly threatens the Ecuadorians with the invasion of their sovereign premises is one further example of the total abandonment of the very concept of international law by the neoconservative juntas that are currently ruling the former Western democracies. And I can tell you something else for certain. The position I've just outlined, that the invasion of a diplomatic premises is a crime in international law and a crime in the state whose premises are invaded, that is a position which is taken by virtually every country in the world. And it is a crime which is eminently extraditable. So any policeman who forcibly enters the premises of the embassy of Ecuador will find himself liable for extradition to Ecuador as soon as he leaves the United Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for coming here to listen. I thank deeply and from my heart those of you who have come to support Julian Assange and support his continuing struggle for freedom and to support the continuing cause of whistleblowing and revealing that which government does not want you to know. We are here today for freedom. Here we stand. We thank the Ecuadorian government for their support, and we stand with Julian Assange. Thank you very much.